"Mike! Mike!" Clay Finnegan yelled. His lifelong friend, Mike Wesley, had been shot in the shoulder moments ago at the Battle of Lexington. "I'll be fine," he whispered hoarsely, blood soaking his tattered uniform. Of the 10 injured soldiers, Mike seemed to be most out of it, not noticing the medical tent stench or the pain from his wound. But despite the nurse's valiant efforts, Mike eventually succumbed to his injuries. And although countless people had died in prior battles and protests, the news destroyed Clay. He tried to focus on the war, but couldn't bring himself to forget Mike. By breakfast, the British were nearby Concord, burning military supplies. Clay marched down toward the billowing smoke with his comrades. "I'll win this for you, Mike," Clay whispered menacingly, nearing North Bridge. Blam! Blam! The British had opened fire! General Davis, the first victim, slumped lifelessly off his horse. Amid the carnage, Clay locked eyes with one British soldier. He looked familiar. Suddenly, Clay remembered. This was Mike's shooter. Clay quickly shot the man, rage overwhelming his thoughts. With his last breath, the redcoat lifted his cocked musket, and he shot Clay. Clay hit the ground, then was greeted by Mike's embrace.
Kathleen Heller joins me on NewsWorks Tonight. Kathleen, thanks for being here this evening.
Great to be here.
And so how did you choose to tell the story through the eyes of these two figures, Clay Finnegan and Mike Wesley? Who were they?
They were two soldiers whose names I made up, and I'm not sure if their story ever played out, but who knows?
But it's based on that Battle of Lexington.
Yes.
And very dramatic that a soldier's buddy died, and then he had an opportunity to seek revenge on the exact same person who killed him.
Yeah.
Now, I understand the original version of this story was much longer.
Yes.
Talk about the job of editing it down to size from, what was it, 700 words originally to
or 600, yeah.
Less than half that size.
Yeah. Whenever I'm given a short assignment in school, that's always really hard for me to do because, like, usually I'm only given, like, 2 or 3 pages, but to get out what I want to say, usually I need, like, 3 or 4 pages at least. So having to edit it down to 200 words from 600 or 700, that was definitely a challenge.
What's going to happen on Saturday?
Well, I'm going to be reading my story with a professional storyteller on one of the storytelling benches in an independent mall.
But you'll be the one telling your story.
Yes.
So how about for you personally, what do you love most about this, the writing of it or history?
I mostly enjoyed the writing because I had to look up the facts and everything, and I am no trivia geek, so the writing it was definitely more fun for me.
Thanks so much for joining us on NewsWorks Tonight.
Thanks for having me.
That's Kathleen Heller, the 12-year-old 8th grader from Millstone Township, New Jersey, joins us on NewsWorks Tonight, and you can hear more of our storytelling segments at newsworks.org.